like it's never done. Night falls, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hell in the deep will drown you for your sins.
How's it hanging? And welcome back to another fantastic episode of Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out all the great shows such as All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Lou Chat, CFL Easy Picks, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, TTN at the Movies, Shut the Fuck Up, and my other show, Hanging with Heavy. No, because this is Hanging with Heavy. My other show, Wrestling Cheers, which you can find on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean. Tune in and please rate, review, and subscribe to that on those platforms. But what is this? This is none other than Hanging with Heavy. It's not Wrestling Cheers, but this is a little look inside the mind, the day, the month, the week, the weekend, the lives and times of the man known as Heavy Set. And who is Heavy Set? I am Heavy Set. And how was your weekend? Was it good? Mine was good. Mine was okay. I mentioned on last week's episode that I had to work. And, well, while I was working, I decided to buy myself a toy. And I bought myself this nice handy recorder, a Zoom H4. And I'm recording on it right now. I'm going to do this little bit of an opening segment. And then I'm probably going to switch over to my laptop to do the rest. And a little bit of a programming note, and not to mention, not only am I going to be going back on my laptop and everything and doing everything with that, but I'm also going to be recording two episodes this week. But you're going to hear them one right after the other. So kind of want to give myself a little bit of a break from the show. And then I think when I come back with a regular episode, it's going to be two recordings in a row, hopefully. We'll see how all that goes. I'm actually planning on having a guest come on. We'll talk about some shit and shoot the shit, if you will. So be on the lookout for that. But, you know, how, like I said, how was your weekend? My weekend, last weekend, okay. It went to shit. Like Friday, I get off work. And I'm trying to remember what I did Friday after I got off work. I know I had to go back into work the next day. I did something with my girlfriend. Did we go out to eat? Or I really don't remember. I thought we did something, but I could definitely be wrong. Let's see if Facebook gives me any type of reminder on what my Friday was. Okay. Now I remember I got off work and I went over to my girlfriend's house because she decided to subscribe to this thing called a snack crate. And I have my things that I, you know, that I subscribe to, Loot Crate, WWW, Loot Crate, Sam Crate, and I thoroughly enjoy them. And she's been wanting to subscribe to this thing called a snack crate. And her first subscription came in, and it was the country that she really wanted to sign up for was Poland. And there's some really interesting food there. They seem to love wafers. And on a side note, my TV's doing something really weird right now, so I'm gonna have to get up or roll and freaking fix this. I don't know. It's something between my TV settings and my Xbox, or it's trying to dim it even more, and it's going on and off. And it happened the first time ever last night. So I have no idea what is causing this. Okay, now it's not even letting me. Right there. Everything's working now. I think I need to update some HDMI cords on this fucker. But enough of that. Anyway, so she got that in, and they seemed to like a lot of, you know, wafers, and there was a Jaffa cake-like snack that they had that I really liked, and it was kind of a Jelly Baby-ish. It was basically like jelly dipped in chocolate, like a really thick jelly dipped in chocolate, and those two were my favorites. Then Saturday, I had to work, which sucked, and that's when I bought this little lovely thing, and hopefully it will improve my recordings on the road. At AIW, so it's just, I have to carry less things. And then came home, watched Saw. Now, I'm a huge fan of the Saw series, and whenever the new movies would come out, I would do a marathon. So there's been a couple of years I haven't done a Saw marathon. So with this new one, Jigsaw, coming out, we started the marathon, and the marathon is 1 week per movie. So this past weekend, we watched Saw. This past weekend, as you're listening to this, we watched Saw 2, which is my favorite, and so forth and so on. And we'll watch Saw 7, or Saw 3D, 1 week before the new one comes out. So, like I said, really, really looking forward to all that. Then Sunday was football. The first official game for my Cleveland Browns and my Chicago Bears. They both lost. Almost very, very similar games. I'm gonna try this real quick. I'm going to put the microphone right in front of Zul so you can hear Zul. There you have it. Zul has made her official debut on a podcast of mine where I put the microphone in her face. No, I might have done it in a couple other older shows. See if she'll... She always has those little snorts. Right now, she's just laying on the bed right in front of me. I have the Zoom recorder sitting on the bed, too. I'm just kind of looking at her. So, Zul, how was your day? Nothing? You got nothing to say? You're going to go back to sleep, aren't you? And nothing else from the Zul. Yes, going back to Sunday, we got our first look into the NFL season. Week one is now over. By the time you listen to this, week two is going to be over too, or almost over. Browns look promising going into this year. I feel like I've said that a lot, but more and more they keep impressing me. And I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, but, you know, this is going to be they should get a couple wins. But give us one more shitty year, and then let us draft one more great class. And then, you know, then this should be a playoff team. Let me see. Other than that, oh, yeah. I went to go see It. You'll hear a full review on TTN at the movies, but I'll talk about it a little bit here. I might repeat some things, but after the Browns game, the official first Browns backers, you know, of the year, my girlfriend and I, because we're trying, that was the thing with my Saturday working got all screwed up, which actually I didn't even get into, and I thoroughly meant to get into, so I'll back up to that real quick. The original plan for Saturday for me at work was I was supposed to pick up a load. Actually, I was supposed to walk into a load. I was supposed to have, you know, be hardy load hooked to a loaded trailer, and I was supposed to be able to deliver it straight down to where we deliver in Columbus, Ohio. Well, I was loaded, but I didn't have the paperwork for that load. It somehow got lost between the time my partner got off work and I got in. We don't know exactly what happened to it, but I come in, no paperwork. I talked to my fleet manager. I'm like, because that was the whole thing of me accepting to come in, was the fact that, okay, if I'm going to be coming in, let me work an easier day so I can have the accomplishment of working, but I also won't feel like my day is completely ruined. And I even went in a couple hours earlier than I normally do. I should have been home by about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and we could have still went out, had a nice date night. And that's when we were originally planning on to go see it, and we were going to come back Sunday and watch Saw. Well, I get screwed there. I ask my fleet manager if I can take this other loaded trailer that's supposed to go to the same place, and he tells me no. So instead, I have to do my normal day, which, for those who don't know, I start in North Jackson, Ohio. I drive about an hour to Newell, West Virginia, drop that empty trailer that I start my day with, and hook to a loaded trailer that I get the paperwork for, and then I drive about 3 hours and 15 minutes, maybe 3.5 hours, depending on certain traffic aspects and whatnot, but I drive all the way to Groveport, Ohio, which is a part of Columbus, and I deliver this load. And I should say I put it into a door, and then I get another empty on the property and drive back to North Jackson. All in all, you're talking about 8.5-9 hour day, you know, roughly. Well, that's what I was going to walk into, and the only benefit of anything was I was now going to be about an hour and a half or so ahead of my normal schedule. So it's like, well, like, today sucks, but whatever. I get down to Newell after I grabbed an empty, and then when I went to go open the doors down at Newell, I found out that this trailer was partially loaded. Day just starting to turn to shit. I realize what I'm gonna have to do is turn around, drive this trailer all the way back to North Jackson, so it's another hour, and turn around and come back with an empty. That's another hour. All in all, I started like my day 2 hours earlier, or about an hour and a half early. I ended about an hour later than I normally do. Just one big shitty day. I was very happy when it was over. And then while this was going on, I was trying to figure out how I'm going to shuffle our plans to make everything work out. And one of the only things we could have done was what we did. Work on Saturday, come home, watch Saw, Browns backers, which obviously that can't change. And afterwards go see It. And then before there, we went to Frozen Yogurt Place because that's something that she really wanted. And then we'd go see It. And then after that, we would go to the store. So back to Sunday, we leave Kent Brown's backers and we go to the movie theater. Well, like I said, we went to Frozen Yogurt Place and nothing much to say there. Walked around a couple other stores to just kill some time because there's like 2 hours in between the end of the game and the beginning of the movie. Well, like I said, after Froyo and all that stuff, we went and seen It and it was awesome. It is better than the original. Spoiler alert, there's going to be a sequel. And if you are afraid of the original version of Pennywise, you are going to die with how creepy and messed up this new one is. So, yeah. Amanda cried 3 times during it. Because, like I said before, she hates clowns. So, with this one being even creepier than the original that everybody's used to, it just made it even worse. And I loved it. It makes me want to read the book or at least listen to the audiobook and get a different opinion on this movie and everything, because there's so much that I know that's not in it. But then again, it's a long movie and there's going to be a sequel, and the 2-part made for TV miniseries back in the 90s was like 3 hours long. So now take that, divide it over 2 movies, and then there's just so much other shit that they added. So if you get a chance, really check that out. All more of review is on TTN at the movies, and I don't know if that'll be out before this. I think it's going to be out after this, so be on the lookout for that. All right, this weekend, not a whole lot going on. I have AIW show on Friday that I'll be taking this new recorder to, hopefully getting a couple interviews or just something, because I got like a month and a half of shows to fill for Wrestling Chairs between AIW Cool as Ice and AIW Hell on Earth in November on Black Friday, so trying to fill as many episodes that I can, or weeks that I can. Beforehand, I'm going to meet my girlfriend after work, and since I can talk about it now, because she'll listen to this, but it's going to be in the past, right now it's going to be in her future, my plan is, now that I'm talking about it too, I have to make sure I do it, I'm going to meet her at work after she gets off, and then we're going to go to Wendy's right next door and have lunch, because I'm kind of in the mood for the new Wendy's sandwich. I'm going to tie a red balloon, maybe even 2 red balloons, to her car, and I'm going to watch her reaction. So let's see how this goes. But AIW on Friday. Saturday is a local thing in this area called the Balloon Affair. There's a downtown parade. They have merchants and everything set up downtown too. And then later in the evening, they move a lot of this stuff down to what's called Sunbow. Still a part of the town. It's like on the outskirts. And it's almost like a mini fair. There's no really rides. There's like some concessions and some food. Obviously food, because it's concessions. But at the end of the night, they used to do fireworks. But now looking at the thing, now that they're going to do a laser show. So we're going to try to give that a shot and watch that at night. Amanda's going to also try to get her car refinanced, or she might even be trading in her car. So I'll have more on that in a couple weeks if that actually happened. And then Sunday is Browns backers, and I don't think anything else. I think that's when we're going to try to fit in Saw 2. And then WWE's No Mercy. That'll be my night. So I'm going to put this microphone now, because it's one thing that's really hard. I can't move the microphone a lot, because then it'll make noises. Like, I don't know if you're going to be hearing this or not, because I'll be editing it a little bit. So yeah, that can get very, very annoying. Anyway, let's move on to the next segment, which actually the rest of this show and all of next week is going to be questions that I talked about earlier in previous episodes with hashtag AskHeavySet, or somebody, Kai, who doesn't decide to use the hashtag Kai and just sends tweets at Hanging with Heavy, which I mean is somewhat fine, but that's not what I asked, Kai. Anyway, so that'll be the rest of this show. And then next week, that's all the show is going to be, either finishing up questions or getting as many that I can within roughly an hour. So let's get into Ask Heavy Set. get into hanging with Heavy and the hashtag AskHeavy set. And basically what I had you listeners do is I had you send in questions with hashtag AskHeavySet. And like I said earlier, Kai was the only one who didn't listen to that, and he sent in 6 questions without, so I'm going to try to bust out most of those in this one, and then I'll bust out maybe the rest between the two, but definitely his 6, and then we have 17 other ones, so total 23 questions. So we'll get as many of these out as possible and try to do one from each. And I'm going to start with Mr. Old School at STFU Old School. He says, at hanging with Heavy, hashtag ask Heavy set, favorite meal. Now, these are the kind of questions that I liked that got asked. Old School probably killed it with a lot of them. And then a lot of people seem to want, you know, wrestling type questions. Like, I wanted these to be more about getting to know me a little bit more, because I feel like, yeah, I've been doing podcasts for however long, 6 years at this point, and I always feel like a lot of my life has been kind of on the outside, and I haven't put a lot of things about me out there for everybody to find out about and all that stuff. So since I've done that for so many years of not really letting you know who I am, or just, you know, not talking about things, and there's just things that just never seem to come up in conversation, and I'm an open book for probably a good 95-99% of the stuff in my life. There's probably things that maybe that are kind of kept secret or only for those who that are really close to me. But other than that, I mean, I'm open book. So favorite meal, that's not really a too personal thing, I will say, but it did get me thinking, like, what is exactly my favorite meal? To me, the first thing that came to my mind was just like, okay, what's one thing that I could eat a lot? So the one thing that I could eat a lot and I love the most is probably wings. I love me a good thing of chicken wings. Barbecue is my favorite, and Quaker Steak and Lube here in my local area is my favorite place to go for said wings. BW3 sucks so bad. My problem is a lot of their stuff has a little bit of a kick to it, has a little bit of heat to it, even though they say they don't, but no, I taste some heat with some of this cooking, so there has to, yeah, there's something there, and it's just not as good. There's a couple other places, like there's a place here in town called Siciliano's, Siciliano's, I believe. Let me double check, I grew up in one town over from here. Like, I live in a place, which I don't really talk about. It's called Ravenna, R-A-V-E-N-N-A, the hometown of Maynard James Keenan, or the birthplace of Maynard James Keenan, lead singer of Tool and A Perfect Circle. One town over is my hometown, town that I grew up in, Rootstown, R-O-O-T-S-T-O-W-N. And there's 2 different places that to me sound alike, because the main thing they sell is pizza and chicken. But they sell some other things, but I always get them confused. So I have to actually go to my checkbook, because I know I spent money on one of them and not the other one, I believe. Or I should say the one that I went to recently. Yeah, it's Siciliano's. But they have the main point of this conversation is they have probably my second favorite place to go for wings. And there's always different types you can try. Like I said, barbecue is my favorite. Honey mustard, ranch, Asian sesame, which is that Quaker steak, which is really good. And that's some of the ones that garlic parmesan, definitely. Which I have a bad habit of saying chicken parmesan when I'm talking about them, because I'm thinking chicken and parmesan. Like, they'll ask me, like, what kind of wings do you want? And I'll go, chicken parmesan. And they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, garlic parmesan, because I think chicken, and I'm thinking the parmesan, so it fucks me up. And then, like, I asked my girlfriend, because when Old School sent these in, I actually, like, ran them by my girlfriend, just what she thought, like, some of my answers would be to these questions. And she brought up the point of, like, well, that's not really, wings aren't really a meal. And I mean, I brought back, like, well, I look at it as, you can get that as a meal at a restaurant. Like, all they're giving you is wings. So if that's considered a meal in that sense, that's the way I'm counting it. But when it comes to, like, actual, like, meals, as in, like, okay, you know, you have your main dish and you need your side dishes. And the first thing that comes to my mind is one that has more of a nostalgia feel to it. It's just my mom had a certain combination of foods that she would make, and they'd always go together. So one that she would make was out of the box macaroni and cheese and out of the freezer fish sticks. So macaroni and cheese and fish sticks is one combination that I
that I really do love. And ooh, honorable mention goes to General Tso's Chicken, because I really do love that. But to add to it, there's another, the town also one over from Ravenna is a place called Streetsboro. And I worked in Streetsboro for a handful of years, about 4 years, 3 to 4 years. And we would get delivery all the time. And then this one Chinese place, they didn't have General Tso's Chicken. What they had that was close to it was called Governor's Chicken. And in my opinion, it was a million times better than General Tso's. And to this day, I cannot find one other Chinese place that also sells Governor's Chicken. So if you have a Chinese place in your area that sells Governor's Chicken, let me know. Because I'm just want to see, is this the only place? Is it, you know, is a certain part of China that sells Governor's Chicken? And that's where, you know, this part's from, which is not sells, but, you know, Governor's Chicken comes from a particular part of China, and that's where these people who are own this place are from. So that's where they got, or that's where the recipe is from. If you catch any yawning in this episode, I try not to, but it's, you know, 12:30 right now at night, and I have the rest of this episode to record and the next one. I'm gonna try to do a little bit of editing tonight, but I'm just very tired. And this actually happens in a lot of episodes. But right there, when I was talking, like as I was talking, a yawn started to come out. Normally, I catch myself, and then when I yawn, I'm really quiet. And then when I take out all the silences, you shouldn't be able to tell because I'm not talking like that. And it just acted like I had to yawn. It makes me want to yawn, so I apologize. Once again, I'm not like Kai.
Yeah, who yawns during a recording. And that was a very big spike that I'm going to have to get rid of later. Okay. Next question comes from... I totally forgot, too, that I was going to like all these to help with whenever. It's a great way to like them, and then when you're done, you can just unlike them or unlove them on Twitter. So that helps keep track of how many I got. So, oh, I said we had... Oh, never mind. Forgot that I had some favorites there that aren't questions. Why does it say I like the recipes, Jeff? Even with having... No. Bad. Anyway. We'll go to at WIRCata Mitchell. One of his questions, what's your favorite breed of dog besides French Bulldogs? Hashtag ask heavy set. It's a toss-up between three breeds for different reasons. Like, I love my French Bulldog. Love, love, love her, and she's snoring in the background right now. If you can hear that, I'm sorry. You actually shouldn't. Far away she is, and I know I take out all the silences, and there's actually, like, a little bit of a buzzing that is somewhere in my system, and basically I take that out, which it's very minimal. So that's going to definitely take out hers, but my favorite kind of breed? Okay, between the three breeds, and I'll explain why. I will start with poodles. Toy poodles. I mentioned, you know, in last week's episode about Coco, and, you know, he was a toy poodle, and he was lovable. I love that dog. I would wish I could clone him, though. Because, like I said, people said that they liked Coco because he wasn't really a yippy dog. And I kind of want, if I ever get another one, I don't want it to become yippy. I don't like yippy dogs. One thing that I love about my dog is she hardly barks. Which, I mean, might be suck when, you know, someone's trying to break in, but she's not annoying me. It's not bark, 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 like I hear something, bark, 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 bark. So I was like, she'll make a noise. Right now she's snoring. Might snort. But, the second one would be a Newfoundland. My ex's sister had a Newfoundland, and I feel like it was the first time I'd ever seen one, and I love how big they are. Like, I mean, I like small dogs compared to big dogs just because, you know, big dogs, when you're walking them, that's a lot to pull. When all this other stuff is going on, it's harder to give them a bath and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, hold back, all that kind of stuff. So I've always liked how they're just really gentle giants. They all seem to have the same personality, and I've never seen a mean one. And that's one thing I always loved about hers. And I always kind of want one, but it's one of those things I feel like I need land to own. And then in third place, one of my favorites since I was little, and Amanda wants to get this kind of breed, or a miniature version of this breed, Pomeranians. For some reason, I've always liked Pomeranians. Yes, a lot of them are yippy and all that, but I don't know. I've always liked how they look. She wants to get one and name it Thor, or she wants to get a Pomsky and name it Thor. She's told me this a million times. She's told me this recently. And I say, okay. I want to get a lot of French Bulldogs, but I do want to go on the Ghostbusters theme with, I have Zool. I want to get another dog and name it Vince Clortho. And I want to get another dog and name it Gozer. I should get one that drool a lot and name it Slimer. But that would be my favorite dog breeds. One from Kai J. Valentine on Twitter. And he says, at hanging with heavy with no hashtag ask heavy set. And I actually just unliked it. Totally fucked that up. But anyway, I know it was best
burger I've ever had. This is a tough. I love burgers. Hamburgers are hands down one of my favorite. Like, I love wings. I do love wings. Wings is probably number one. But, like, a real staple. If I had to eat one thing for the rest of my life, hamburgers could be on top of that list. Because I can eat a lot of burgers. And a lot of times, if places are burger places, like, I have to try it. Like, a lot of people like Five Guys. And Five Guys is, you know, it's okay. It's been a while since I've had it. And I think the last time I had it, I wasn't 100% like sold on how great it was. But if I were to think, what would I consider my favorite, the best burger I've ever had? I've once had a burger that is like a version of a burger you can get in Minnesota called the Juicy Lucy. And it's basically two hamburger patties pressed together around a piece of cheese in the middle. So you take two hamburger patties before they're cooked. Best if they're made out of ground beef. And you put cheese between them and you crimp the sides to keep it in there. And then when you make the actual burger, it's in the middle. I've had a homemade version of that and I've really liked it. And there's two places out in Minnesota that make it. And it's called the Juicy Lucy. What other places have had really good burgers? Girlfriend's dad makes good burgers. I'm really blanking on places I've had burgers lately. So I like big burgers. I mentioned earlier, you know, we're going to do all this stuff on Saturday. There's a drive-in restaurant right down the road from us called A&W, which a lot of people have probably heard of, the A&W Root Beer. Well, this is an A&W Root Beer stand, and they actually, you know, have burgers and everything, but they're only open from like March to the end of September. I thought they opened in February, but it's still a fun place to go. And we're going to get what might be our last time this Saturday. They closed officially at the end of the month on the 30th, or I think that'll be the last day. We might go again on that day too. We'll see, and I will obviously keep you updated, or I'll definitely let you know if I did or didn't. Because if a burger's good, to me it's got to be big. Just so much meat. I love so much meat in my mouth for a hamburger. Cut that however you want on a damn. Red Robin has really good burgers. Don't know if they have those elsewhere. I mean, I know they're around the United States, but outside of the U.S., I don't know if they have it. And it's one of those things, and when it comes to a lot of different restaurants, some of them have rules to me. I'm not going to go to Quaker Steak. I should say, when I go to Quaker Steak, I'm going to order wings. That's pretty much it. I mean, I'm going to order other stuff, but I have to get wings. If I go to Red Robin, I have to get hamburgers. If I go to Chipotle, I have to get a burrito. That's great. I mean, everything's extension of a burrito, but yeah, to me, when I think Chipotle, I think burrito, so I get a burrito. So Red Robin, they have a lot of really, really good burgers. But as much as I love hamburgers, I've never had one that I'm just like, oh my god, this is the best. I haven't had that Marshall Erickson moment that, you know, this is the best hamburger ever. But I'm always willing to try other places. And I remember liking Five Guys at first, but I don't know, just... Literally, I think I've only been to Five Guys like two or three times. And there's been one in my area for the past close to a decade. Maybe about at least 9 years. So, just not a huge fan of theirs. And actually, I asked on Facebook a couple years ago. Might have been last year, of, you know, everybody's favorite wing spot and favorite burger spot. And I don't remember. I know I put my input in for wings because it's Steak and Shake. Not Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake has good burgers too. Cheap, but good. Quaker Steak. I put them as my favorite wings. But, you know, burgers, it varies. It really, truly does vary. All right, Andy likes to troll on questions because he does. I don't even know if he listens to the show. And sometimes he just throws out questions for, you know, shits and giggles. He threw out one, and I'm going to quickly skip over it. Who was the leader of the Shield? And often said, nobody. One relevant for this week, I'll go back to at WIR Kata, aka Mitchell. Thoughts on the new iPhone X? Ask Heavy Set. Now, I've had an iPhone for 7 years now. I've owned three. I still own two. Both of them are right in front of me right now, actually. I hardly use my iPhone 4 as much. Some of the updates have really messed with the efficiency of it. So even when I turn it on, it's having a lot of issues with trying to log into iCloud. So I have to sit down and take certain things off of it. But I mean, it still does power on. I do have to like keep plugged in a lot, but you know, still going strong. And I haven't used that for like 3 years. No, 3 years. Then I moved on from the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 6 Plus. And then I had that up until this past February, when I not only upgraded to the iPhone 7 Plus, but I switched from AT&T to Sprint. Now that gets me on to the next iPhone. I want one. I really do want an iPhone X, but at the same time, I'm going to let them work out all the bugs and everything. I'm still going to get my software update. I can't really update for another 2 years. So when the next iPhone or whatever iPhone comes out in 2 years, I'm definitely, I'll upgrade then. But, you know, for the most part, I'm impressed and I love what they do. The thing that kind of gets me is the people out there that still make a big deal of the differences between Apple and Android, between your iPhones and your Samsung. It gets so stupid. Now, I'm the kind of guy, literally about 13 months ago, I had in my possession two iPhones. It was my iPhone 4 and my iPhone 6 Plus. You know, I'm an Apple person through and through. I've always really preferred Apple over anything. And then now, I mean, I've had three iPhones, so I've added an iPhone in that time, but I've also added two Androided devices. And I look at it as, yeah, I don't own the big flashy Samsung stuff. So really when it comes down to it, it's not a difference between Apple and Android, it's between, or iPhone and Android, it's actually between Apple and Samsung. And I don't mind a lot of the cool features that I get on my Android devices, which, like, it's a, you know, I just got a tablet and a 2-in-1, half tablet and half, quote, laptop, a Google Chrome laptop. And I've learned to speak the two languages. There's certain things that I can do a little bit easier with an Android product, but there's things that I can also do just as easy, if not easier, on my iPhone. But it you know, it differs. There's things that are, you know, better on one but not on the other, and vice versa. So I'm looking forward to the iOS update that'll be happening, because that's always the cool thing. Like, yeah, you're not getting the new phone, but at least you get these new features that can work on your phone now. So like I said, I'll update in 2 years. It seems like a really cool phone, a lot of great features. Nothing that's really impressed me. I've never really said that about an iPhone. I feel like they've always impressed me. Great, this one, like I should say, this one does impress me, but it's one of those that I don't feel like I'm missing anything. The face recognition stuff is cool, and I gotta watch more stuff on it. So hopefully between now and, you know, the time it comes out, just definitely by the time I update, I'll be updated on all that stuff. But yeah, people, stop making a big deal about phone brands. I like my iPhone. If you like an Android, that's cool. I have no problem. I have many friends who are Android users. That's cool. I'm not gonna tell you should switch. Only person I've ever told that they should switch was my girlfriend, and she thinked, but she could probably go back to Android and be fine too. She's not used to much technology. I mean, she's technological, but I could get into a whole thing where, like, when we first started dating, she didn't know how to use apps. Like, she was always going to, like, mobile websites, and I'm like, you know, you don't have to do that. Like, she had, like, the Facebook app, and I think Instagram, but I'm like, she'd, like, go to pay bills, like Sprint. She's like, you know, dude, go in the mobile website. I'm like, you know, can get an app for that, and it saves everything for you, and you can go in and check stuff. And her mind was blown, and now, you know, now she has an iPhone, and, you know, she's learned. She has learned. Let's get a couple questions. He only asked two questions, but one, he asked at Living Legend 148, that's our very own Living Legend, he asked the Beatles or the Stones. Neither. I'm not really a big fan of either of them. I really wasn't introduced to the Beatles until my teenage years because my parents didn't listen to, well, maybe not. I always knew about them, but I didn't really know that much about their music. We played their music in, I think, middle school, so I got introduced to a couple songs. They have songs that I like that are part of their catalog, and I don't know how they all get divided up. But I think if you're asking my favorite song of each, favorite Beatles song is Yesterday, and my favorite Rolling Stones song is Painted Black. Other than that, I'm really not a fan of either of them. I think the bigger thing it goes in comparison-wise between the Beatles and anybody, I go to Elvis. And, you know, I grew up an Elvis guy. Huge, huge fan of Elvis. Seemed like one of my dad's favorite artists. Him, Johnny Cash. Here's another good one from Mr. Old School at STFU Old School. Hashtag Ask Heavy Set at Heavy, or Ask, yeah, at Hanging with Heavy. If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be? There's two trains of thoughts to this, and even one of them divides up. One of my first initial reactions to this question was I would probably break up with my ex soon. More on that when I go over that shit. But the last year wasn't that great, and we had the opportunity to break up about a year before we did. We both chose to avoid it, and then there was, like, ever since we had moved in 2011, it started to go downhill. Maybe right around that point is, like, where we could have broke up. But there's one thing that happened in my life that I don't know if it would have happened if I would have stayed with her. And I think that is the bigger thing that I would change. And I haven't really talked about it much on here, so I'll explain it as much as I can. Some people know, some people don't know, and I don't think I've explained it, but I technically was a high school dropout. I went to school up until my senior year, up until the last day of my senior year, even failed fifth grade. So I went in all in the United States because I keep forgetting. If I ever say something that people in UK, you guys don't get, people in Europe, you don't get, my apologies. But understand when I listen to your shows, there might be some of that where I don't understand like the shows and some of the things you talk about. But yeah, I went to school for 14 years. And then when I hit the end of my senior year, I was short, I forget how many credits. So instead of going back, I didn't go back. I was working at a full-time job in the printing industry, working for a newspaper, and I just was like, no, I don't need it. Or I'll get it eventually. I went from there to the place I was talking about in Streetsboro that I worked, didn't need a GED there, or high school diploma. Went to another place, didn't need it. Two other places after that, didn't need it. But it got to a point where the times where I was unemployed and I was trying to find a job, literally I walked into an interview once and then one of the first things they asked me if I had a high school diploma or GED. And they explained to me why it was the first question they asked, because they just went through the interview before me. And I guess it was a great interview. And then one of the last things they asked was about that. And they have a rule that you have to have a high school diploma or GED. And they didn't. So an attempt to not have the same shit happen again, it was one of the first things they asked me. So I was turned away. And there's a lot of other job opportunities that I probably lost out on because I did not have a GED. And then I lost my last printing job in January of 2013. Later that year, in March, I made an attempt to take the test, but I was late, and pretty much if you show up late, you're screwed. And it's all because I didn't know where to park in this particular area, so instead I scheduled to retake it in May at a different location that I know exactly everything about because it was my vocational school, and there's parking everywhere there. The other place was at a library in downtown Akron, so took the test in May of 2013, and then I went to truck driving school, and that's what I wish I would have done sooner. I wish I would have got my GED and maybe gone to truck driving school earlier. You can get your CDL as early as, I believe, 21, but a lot of companies won't touch you until you're 25. So 25 is like a great time to start to get your CDL. I really wish I would have done that a lot sooner. I passed my GED the first time, and it's divided up into different subjects, and I passed them all the first time. I was worried that I wouldn't pass it and all this stuff, and it'll be hard. Turns out it really wasn't that hard. I should have got my GED. And for years, it was like this little secret of my life that I didn't tell a lot of people. I didn't tell anybody until I passed my GED and part of me wants to share with you my voicemail that I have on my old phone. It's half the reason why I keep it, is because there are old voicemails on here that I can't transfer. And in all honesty, when you hear the episode about my ex, there's a voicemail that I have on here and really describes what I kind of went through there at the end on a bunch of stuff, but enough about that. I have voicemails on here that mean something to me. And one of them is, I say, it's the voicemail that pretty much changed my life. And when I was unemployed, I had to take some tests type stuff. Not really a test. I had to do this thing that was part of unemployment. It was about this, you know, searching for a job and whatnot. And while I was watching these videos on my laptop at home, I was like, well, while I'm doing this, I'll do some things that I should be doing. I always had to do like a job search every week, but it was like, well, I want to become a truck driver. So I found this, Googled stuff, and I found this website that I put in my information and they were to call me. I believe I did it on my birthday, March 31st, 2013, and they called me back 2 days later. This is the voicemail that they sent me.
Hey, Justin Summers, you piece of shit, give me a call back. Go fuck yourself.
Oh no, that's from old school, August 5th, 2014, and I have his real phone number on here, but I won't read it out there because he'd go nuts. Anyway, this is the voicemail that pretty much changed my life.
Hello, Justin. This is John Schrader at Hamrick Truck Driving School. It's Tuesday morning, about 10:30 a.m., and I was calling you in answer to your information request over the internet from yesterday. Yes. So I'm sorry I missed you, and we've got a great program here that would enable you to get the CDL Class A license, and we will get you employed. We've got 50 to 60 companies standing by here ready to put you to work. We've got local driving, regional, over the road, $35,000 to $45,000 in your first year, plus all your benefits. And the trucking companies will, the majority of them we have here, will pay back your tuition on your student loan. That brings us to financing. We do have the guaranteed student loan here and the Pell Grant. It's the college student style funding to pay for your school. So there's a way to fund your school. There's a way to get your money back. So we've got a great program. I'd like to tell you more about it. Call me here at school, 1-800.
Oh, I'll cut off the phone number thing. I guess I was wrong. I thought it took him 2 days to call me back, but that might have been later on when I passed my GED. It might have taken him like a day or two to get back to me. But I must have called on the first, or put my information in on the first. He called me back on the second. And it was literally a phone call that changed my life. Now, you know, I'm a truck driver. I've had my CDL for 4 years. I've working on paying off my student loans. Paid off one through that was through the school. And now I'm just to my regular student loans. And I forget how much I owe on that, but I'll be making a payment this weekend. All right, I'm going to go into the bullshit questions now. Just because I think it's a bullshit question. And it's also from Mr. Old School at STFU Old School. Ask Heavy Set at Hanging With Heavy. Should a post-op transgendered person warn a guy that she used to be a guy before they fuck, even if no dick? I would say so. I know this stems from something, but I forget what. And yeah, just going to say yes. And I'm going to wrap this episode up with a question from Andy Anderson. And this could be pretty lengthy, but I know I have different answers for it. And that is hashtag Ask Heavy Set. Who was your favorite feud on the AllWrestling.com Week in Review? Now, I've explained to some of you listeners who listen to the show who never listened to the AllWrestling.com Week Interview, and I thank you for listening to the show. But you know, that's where a lot of my stuff started from, a lot of my first really podcast experience. And then I created this heel character, and I had a lot of great feuds with people. And for those who don't know, is like we would set up these kind of matches. Like you can go to the archive, AllWrestling.com Week Interview archive, and I did like five straight years of phone calls, or MP3s that we called phone calls. We'd have matches, and we vote on them. And it was supposed to be on who put out the better phone call, but sometimes a popularity contest, and who do you think should win, and all this kind of stuff. I'm a two-time former champion. We created a division to help create competition and all this kind of stuff. But long, long story, but when I did the whole heel thing, which, I mean, it's pretty much my normal self, because other people would tell me, like, oh, you know, you're not really like this. You would be like, I don't know, I'm kind of an asshole. Depends. There's times I am, and there's times that I'm not. Depends on where I land. Just, yeah, sometimes I'm an asshole. I always said that I felt like I put on the best. I had a great feud with Captain Awesome. I had a great feud with Deep Dish Dave / Bully Dave. I had a great feud with Porter Rock. The only problem with me being good with feuds is I felt like everybody was trying to feud with me without contacting me. And I figured like, oh, I'll talk shit. Like, no, like a little bit like wrestling. We got to like work something out. Or it's just, you know, a bunch of people talking shit to each other and that's that. No, it's cool to have a plan. Another great feud I had was with Mr. Old School at Da Mountie. I mean, that's where I first really cut my teeth, and that was my first feud. And then I, you know, teamed with him, and then I like turned on him later on, and I thought that was fun. I had a great feud with Dan, and it's something that just kind of our personalities, we knew we were a lot alike. There's very little that would offend us, so, you know, we had fun with it. And especially if you would listen to some of the episodes of the Impact Players, you know, especially with, as you know, the people that were on there regularly, it was me, Dan, The Rock, and, which for those who don't know, it's not The Rock, it's a guy who goes by The Rock, but I always just call him Rock, but who was on an older episode of this show before the whole gimmick change. But and Bully Dave, Deep Dish Dave, there's times we would get in arguments and there would be yelling, and I believe it was mostly me. And the only thing I thing I liked and didn't like about it, sometimes it helped blow off steam and whatnot, but then there's all that awkward moment when it dies down, and then it just, I mean, then, you know, it gets awkward and just feels weird. But I like that kind of stuff. I love the confrontation. Like, I could be friends with somebody, we can argue and still be friends. Some people can't do that. I can. But if I were to pick one, it's an honest toss-up between Porter Rock and Captain Awesome, with an honorable mention going to Bully Dave. Because I had a great feud with The Brain. But The Brain, like, I did everything with him. Then after that, I did a call where I made fun of Kiwi, and it was all part of the transition into a feud with Dave, and then Dave won the match, and then I had to do this one phone call where I said all these things, and I loved how well that played out. That's the thing that I tried so hard with feuds, was to try, try to get them to play out like it was television and get them to play out week after week after week and transition to this, like, okay, I just went through this feud. How can I use that to get to my next feud and all this kind of stuff? So, all right, that will do it for this episode of Hanging with Heavy. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you have a great week. And of course, let's get into some plugs and upcoming events. Even though this is not Art of Wrestling, you know, this is the Training Topics Network, where you can check out all the great shows such as All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, Tuts Experience, Luchat, CFL Easy Picks, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, TTN at the Movies, STFU, and my other show, Wrestling Cheers, which you can find on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com, and tune in. Please rate, review, and subscribe. And, you know, if you want to get a hold of Wrestling Cheers, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers, and good old-fashioned email, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And please check out some of my friends. We have Macho Man Radio, Chris Clem's Cavscast, Wingcast, a Wingman podcast, Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear, Pod Van Dam, Road Home from Wrestling, Weekly Wrestling Podcast, the official designer, graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs, and please check out Thrift Store Jobber on Etsy, Instagram, and Twitter for all your thrift store old school merchandise needs. That will do it for this show. We're done hanging out. You're done hanging with Heavy for right now. But tell you what, we'll hang out here next week. Heavy!